When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising, and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him, assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, we celebrate today Epiphany, a Greek word which means manifestation, the manifestation of God to the people. And traditionally, this manifestation occurs three times. One is with the star that leads the Magi to Bethlehem. The second one is the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan, also a manifestation as the Holy Spirit comes upon Jesus. And the third one is the miracle in the wedding feast at Cana, where Jesus miraculously converted the water into wine. And John tells us that thus Jesus manifested his glory and the disciples believed in him. But the liturgy today focuses on the first one, on the manifestation to the Magi, which is the manifestation to the Gentiles, where we come from. The Gentiles did not know the prophecies as the Jews did. And yet, you have these men who were intent on seeking the way, and all they had was the stars. They gazed at the stars, they studied the stars, and they thought to find God with all their heart. And therefore, God responded to them, and they were guided by the star all the way to Jerusalem. Now, Jerusalem was the great city of the Jews, and they knew this would be a good place to ask directions. And they humbly requested from the Jews where the Messiah was to be born. In fact, the Jews gathered, and they knew because of the prophecies that indeed the Christ was to be born in Bethlehem. So they were able to give directions to the Magi. But notice that they themselves did not go. So in this gospel, we have the different ways that we respond to God. You have the Magi who are seeking the way, who are willing to leave their land at great risks to go to prostrate themselves before the Savior of the world. It is very dangerous for men to travel in a long journey carrying treasures. But when you love enough, you're willing to suffer, to take any risk. And they did. And they were successful. They found the Lord. Then you have Herod, who represents those who are troubled by the manifestations of God. And Herod is also very interested, and he wants more precision on how to find the child, but he wants to kill him because he's afraid that the child may upset his personal plans. He wants to do away with it. And then you have, in between, everybody else, the great majority of the people, who simply are there, but they miss it altogether. The people in Jerusalem, they knew the prophecies. They were religious people. They practiced their faith, but their hearts were not committed. It's like today many people speculate, when is going to be the end of the world? It's just speculation. It doesn't have anything to do with our personal lives. So many people get into so many things that are religious, but very few are willing to go out of themselves, to follow the ways of the Lord, the signs that the Lord gives. And so this is the challenge for us. Are we like the Magi? Are we like Herod? Or are we like the multitudes who go on with their affairs, with their lives? If they are asked, they say, oh yeah, I believe in God. I do some things, I pray, but are not watchful because they're set in their ways. They don't want to be upset. This is the great challenge, because also today, the Lord is revealing Himself. Jesus is the same yesterday and today and forever. And He will give the signs to each according to their possibilities. To those who are only knowledgeable about the sky, like the Magi, the Lord will reveal Himself in the sky. However, notice that after they found Jesus, the star had achieved its purpose. The light gave way to the light, who is Jesus Christ. The same in our lives. The Lord takes us whatever we are and begins to guide us. But then when we find Him, we have to change our ways. We can no longer rely on the old signs because we have found the fullness in Christ. All this reminds me, some years back, visiting Medjugorje, I met a young Muslim woman who told me her story. She grew up in a Muslim home. That's all she knew. In fact, she thought that those outside of the Muslim faith were heathen. But she was sent to study in the university to a different city. And as she was walking in that city, she was drawn to this church. It turned out it was a Catholic church. She entered and she was drawn to the tabernacle. And God revealed to her interiorly that He was truly present there. And she, like the Magi, prostrated herself in front of the tabernacle. This experience of God led to her conversion. And now she was in Medjugorje to give thanks to the Lord for this grace of finding Christ. She was giving thanks to the Blessed Mother as well. I was so amazed with this testimony. And yet, it happens continuously. But it's very few. Why so few? Again, because few are willing to pay the price. This young woman paid a great price. She was persecuted. She was alienated from her own family. And she suffered greatly for Christ. And yet, she was full of happiness and joy of having found the Lord. Now is our turn. The Lord is manifesting Himself to us. Now is our epiphany. We receive the Word. We have the teachings of the Church. How many graces the Lord gives us. And everyone is free to respond. The Lord is very subtle. Sometimes, actually, a sign is good for some and bad for others. Remember the cloud that went with the Israelites? It was light to the Israelites, and it was darkness to the Egyptians. It's a different sign according to the perception of each. Our hearts need to change. We need to pray to the Lord, "Lord, prepare my heart that I may fully respond to your grace, that I may see your signs and be willing to follow you." Amen.